The Guardian, young Americans turning to Islam to show solidarity with Gaza, understand Palestinian resilience. By Joshua Klein on November 21, 2023. Young Americans are exploring the Quran to understand Palestinian resilience and express solidarity with Gaza, according to a recent essay in The Guardian US, which describes the recent trend among Western youth seeking to align religious texts with progressive values, with some seeing Islam's holy book as an anti-consumerist, anti-oppressive, and feminist work. While the piece describes some of the more modest motivations of the recent converts, it makes no mention of the radical messaging the very women mentioned have expressed online, Breitbart News has found. The Monday article, penned by writer Elena Demopoulos and titled Young Americans Are Picking Up the Quran to Understand the Resilience of Muslim Palestinians, highlights a growing interest in empathizing with foreign cultures through religious texts, as part of a shift in perceptions of Islam. According to the essay, these youth find themes that align with their values as they seek to grow empathy for a religion long vilified in the West. One Chicago resident, Megan B. Rice, describes being influenced by the war in Gaza, which began October 7 when Hamas launched an attack that saw some 3,000 terrorists burst into Israel by land, sea, and air and gunned down participants at an outdoor music festival while others went door-to-door hunting for Jewish men, women, and children in local towns who were then subject to torture, rape, execution, immolation, and kidnapping. The massacre, which drew parallels to scenes from the Nazi Holocaust, resulted in more than 1,200 dead inside the Jewish state, over 5,300 more wounded, and at least 241 hostages of all ages taken. The vast majority of the victims are civilians and include dozens of American citizens. I wanted to talk about the faith of Palestinian people, how it's so strong, and they still find room to make it a priority to thank God, even when they have everything taken away from them, Rice is cited as having said in an interview. Lacking a religious upbringing, she formed a World Religion Book Club on Discord, inviting individuals from diverse backgrounds to join her in studying Islam's central text. Her study of the Quran, initially for understanding, led to her full conversion to Islam within 1 month, finding it aligned with her anti-consumerist, anti-oppressive, and feminist beliefs. As a black woman, I'm used to the American government spreading harmful stereotypes that lead to misconceptions that people outside of my community have on me, Rice said. I never believed the stereotypes that were spread about the Muslim community post 9/11. But it wasn't until I started reading the Quran that I realized I sort of internalized those misconceptions, because I believed that Islam was a very severe or strict religion. However, in one clip she posted online not mentioned by The Guardian, Rice appears to concur with the anti-American message of terror leader Osama bin Laden's infamous letter to America, as she pushed conspiracy theories relating to the 9/11 attacks. The current trend of turning to the Quran is mirrored on the Chinese-owned TikTok social network, where the hashtag Quran Book Club reflects a growing interest, particularly among young women, in exploring Islamic texts. Videos under the hashtag show users holding up their newly purchased texts and reading verses for the first time, the essay notes, while others are finding free versions online, or listening to someone sing the verses while they drive to work. The motivation, as noted by Zarina Grewell, an associate professor at Yale, contrasts with post-9/11 trends where the Quran was often read to confirm beliefs about Islam being an inherently violent religion. They are turning to the Quran to understand the incredible resilience, faith, moral strength and character they see in Muslim Palestinians, she is quoted as saying. However, the essay makes no mention of the fact that Grewell, who describes herself as a radical Muslim, sparked outrage after appearing to express support of Hamas' deadly attack on Israel as it unfolded, calling October 7 such an extraordinary day. Also not mentioned is how she described Israel as a murderous, genocidal settler state, while claiming Palestinians have every right to resist through armed struggle, solidarity. Follow-up posts appear to celebrate Hamas's brutal massacre, which saw entire families wiped out and babies burned alive, according to the Israeli military. In response, over 56,000 people signed a petition calling for her immediate firing. Another example The Guardian cites is Nefertari Moon from Tampa, who, influenced by the courage of Palestinians. Read the Quran and found it deeply resonating, leading to her conversion as well. I can't explain it, but there's a peace that comes with reading the Quran, she said. I feel light, like I came back to something that was always there and waiting for me to return. What the Guardian failed to mention is that Moon appears to push the notion that support for Israel is linked to white supremacy in a clip posted to social media. Misha Youssef, a Pakistani-American writer and podcaster focusing on progressive interpretations of the Quran, has been hosting a Quran book club series on Instagram since 2020, noting its themes resonate with young, progressive Americans who see its texts align with left-leaning values. Youssef, who has worked alongside former President Barack Obama and his wife, Michelle, as a producer on the Obama family's various podcast series, claims the Quran is full of nature metaphors and encourages you to be an environmentalist. In the Quran, men and women are equals in the eyes of God. And Rice and other TikTok converts say their interpretations of the text back up their feminist principles, the essay continues. However, though omitted by The Guardian, Youssef has said that reports of Hamas's brutality against Israeli women and children were completely unverified and feed into Islamophobic tropes. On Tuesday, author and human rights activist Ayaan Hirsi Ali, who was raised in a strict Muslim family in Somalia, warned that young, progressive Western women recently converting to Islam in light of the Hamas-Israel war are throwing away their freedom by doing so. Islamic scripture, Islamic law, Sharia law and Islamic practice is crystal clear about the position of women, and it's inferior to men, she said. Your testimony is half that of a man. Your husband can beat you. You have absolutely no freedom. Hirsi Ali attributed the trend to the younger generation being completely and utterly confused about who they are and where they stand, indoctrinated by anti-Western and anti-American ideology. She also expressed shock over the fact that women are now converting to Islam after having seen images from October 7 when Hamas paraded captive women in the streets and documented rapes for the whole world to see. The matter comes as young TikTokers recently began promoting Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden and his propaganda, as his letter to America justifying the September 11 attacks went viral on the Chinese-owned social platform last week, with videos on the topic garnering millions of views. Bin Laden was the mastermind of those attacks which took place 22 years ago and saw Islamic terrorists crash passenger jets into the World Trade Center in New York and the Pentagon, with an additional plane crashing in rural Pennsylvania following a passenger revolt, killing nearly 3,000 Americans. Amid the public debate on the Israel-Hamas war, a new generation of those mostly born after September 11, 2001, or too young to recall the deadliest terrorist attacks on American soil in U.S. history, were seen defending bin Laden for his opposition to America and its support for Israel. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.